Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You ever notice how people who need a mental health break tend to get off of social media? I'm not sure if you're familiar with the name Valerie Bertinelli, former actress, was celebrity marriages, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, she's the most recent one that I've seen needing a mental health break, so she's taking time off from social media. I had a friend last year who wanted to simplify her life and also just felt like she needed to get away from the toxicity of social media. So she did. She took an entire year and got off of it. And she's back on it, but now in limited amounts of time or limited stretches. I know that, shoot, was it? Might have been, I was in my house, my current house, which I'm about to celebrate my four-year anniversary of becoming a homeowner. I think it was 2020. It was 20 or 21, but I think it was 20, late 20. So it would have been December of 20. I decided Snapchat was becoming just this weird negative impact on my life. I don't know why. It had some kind of weird hold on me where I felt like everything I did had to be on Snapchat. It was just weird. It was bad. So I thought, and it wasn't as though I enjoyed it. It became kind of this weird weight that I was carrying around. I didn't like it. I don't know. It was bad. I'm not saying this is the way it is for everyone. Just it was for me. And so I decided I'm going to take a month off of it and just leave it and see how I feel. If I feel any different, if I want to get back to it, maybe that whole negative emotional connection to it will be gone by then. Or maybe I'll decide I don't ever want to go back to it. Would you believe I never even opened the app again, just deleted it. A month went by and I felt thinking about reopening it. And so I never did. And that was it. This is probably another reason why I don't do TikTok or Insta. I know there are other social media platforms out there that I'm not currently using, and maybe, just maybe, they'd be good for the radio show in some way, shape, or form. But yeah, I've decided that too much social media is not actually a good thing. And for me, that really underscored the point that it was a problem. Twitter and Facebook, not so much. I do enjoy taking breaks from them. So when I was in Hawaii, I did post from Pearl Harbor on Twitter the second day that we were there. And so it was a couple days into vacation, and otherwise would not have checked it for a full 10 more days, except a friend of mine who also works in the business, a young woman that I used to mentor. Now she's like a sister, but I used to mentor her. She had asked me to be on her podcast for Awful Announcing, the website, and she released it, or they released it, right in the middle of the honeymoon. And so I didn't feel right not sharing it. So I got on social media a couple times just to share the podcast, and that was it. But it was nice. It was nice not to read what people were posting, not to care what was happening. But I actually missed some really big news, which was kind of strange. I got back and obviously trying to get connected. I hadn't, oh my gosh, hadn't checked my email in 2 weeks, my work email. And so there were 133 something emails, most of which had no impact on my life or career at all. The majority of them weren't even for me, really. And so I'm catching up on email and I get a text message from a colleague of mine, and he's from Westwood One, which is one of our partners. And, you know, I do work for Westwood One. In fact, this week I'm voicing a feature like I've done in the past, but this is my second round doing it, called Today in Women's Sports. And Westwood One is now producing it. This is yet another piece of what Debbie Antonelli calls Clarkonomics, where there have been entire new industries started because of Caitlin Clark, or industries getting a boost. And if you're smart enough in women's basketball, you can see it happening. So I really do hope that the jealousy and the envy from other basketball players about the attention Caitlin's getting gets nipped in the bud pretty quickly, because she's good for the entire league. You want people to pay attention to what you're doing? Well, having Caitlin Clark in your league, her third game in, the team hasn't even won yet, and yet the New York Liberty set a league record with $2 million in ticket sales for a game in which they host Caitlin's Indiana Fever. And you can say that's about the whole team and it's a team sport. No, in this case, it's about Caitlin. Flat out. You get to see some other talented players. But Brianna Stewart, Sabrina Ionescu, some of the others that play on the Liberty, they've been there for a few years. This is Caitlin's first year, and she's the one that's turning the league upside down. And so, to have that impact, I hope, is a positive for all of them. I do appreciate when some of these young women say, or these pros say, hey, this is, we're grateful for this. We're happy about this. And so, where was I going with that, Jay? With something at the beginning. Oh, social media. So with social media, as much as there's a lot of good stuff going on, I think it's smart to take a break at some point. And I know athletes have different approaches to social. As I say, maybe we could attract a few more listeners, or we could expand our platform. Facebook trends older. Twitter is not nearly as popular as people think. It is with sports fans more than other genres, but the big ones are Insta and TikTok and all that. I can't do it. I'm good. And so when I hear people take mental health breaks, and that includes social media, it's always fascinating to me. I know my fourth and fifth graders at church, I taught them on Sunday. I asked them if they missed me, and they were all deadpanned. Actually, I take that back. A couple of them raised their hands. I was just teasing them because I was gone for the last 2 weeks. And so I asked them really quickly, was kind of teasing them, and then said right away, I missed you, but a few of them did raise their hand, which is cute. I'm sure they were doing it just to be nice.
No, come on.
Anyway, it got a little out of hand. There was a pseudo, it was kind of a, well, it was an imitation dodgeball game where you're throwing balls at a large beach ball as opposed to a person, but it was kind of like that. It's not really worth explaining. It was just a lot of little balls getting thrown all over a gym. Oh my gosh, it was total chaos. You want total chaos. That's what it was like on Sunday morning. Anyway, so I do think it's good break. Play with some kids who are throwing balls all over the gym at each other and get away from social media. As much as I do appreciate the role that social has, and I do talk about it with my students when I teach them at Syracuse, but it's kind of nice to get a break from it too. Now, all that being said, I have not one, not two, but three blog posts that I need to share with you sometime in the next month. I was planning on doing a weekend blog post to share some of the Hawaii photos with you, because I told you the stories, my top 10 moments and memories from Hawaii. That was last Thursday night into Friday morning. So if you missed it, it's the Friday morning podcast from last week. Easy to find. The link is on our show Twitter, Amy After Hours, and then also on our Facebook page. So no excuses. But you can also Google it. You could ask Alexa to play it. It's peasy easy. It's peasy easy. So every hour, toward the back end of the hour, I believe, we did a few more of my top moments from the honeymoon. And number one, by far, was swimming with dolphins. Well, this weekend, we framed the photos. That's one thing Bob and I did this weekend. After the yard work was done, we pulled out a few frames that didn't have photos and put in our dolphin photos. So we have them now. And a bunch of you keep asking me, where's that photo of you getting kissed by a dolphin? I did. My husband was jealous. I was beaming with more joy when I got kissed by a dolphin than I think I was when I got married. He's just accepted it now.
I mean, you look at the picture. There's no denying it.
That's right. Jay's seen the picture. Anyway, now the pictures are framed and they're in our bedroom on our table that we have in there. And so I will share them with you, but I got sidetracked because, and I cannot give it away, my mom had a major milestone this weekend in her career, both her teaching and her professional career. And I am so in awe of her and I'm so proud of her. And it wouldn't do her justice to just spend a minute on the radio show, though maybe I'll do it after the fact. But I am planning. I had to get her. This is us on the phone this weekend. This is Saturday night. I know she's dealing with a lot of mixed emotions, but I said to her, can I write a blog post about you? And she answers a different question. Don't ask me what question she was answering. She goes on to talk about how she was at graduation on Saturday for her school. And I said, Mom, can I write a blog post about you? And then she starts talking about what she's going to do next week. Mom, you didn't answer the question. Right. Can I please write about you? And there's this big pause. Okay, Amy, you can do what you want.
Did she think you were just going to, like, forget? She just kept avoiding the question?
Yeah, I don't know. Not really sure. Maybe she wasn't sure of her answer or how she'd feel about it. Now, she's a big fan of my writing. She's always telling me how much she loves what I write and how impactful it is. And she's given me other inspiration, too, for blog posts. But in this particular case, it will be about her specifically, not about my grandmothers. I've written about both of them. I've written about dogs. I've written about all kinds of life lessons and career moments, but this will be specifically about Mom. So I did need to get her permission because the story that I want to tell is one that is both positive but also negative. And I think a lot of people will be able to identify with it. It's got some amazing highlights, the story. But it also comes, as I say, with a bittersweet underbelly. So there is a silver lining to the cloud, and I think that's important to focus on. I'm trying to encourage my mom to focus on that. But there's a bit of a struggle attached with it. So I do think a lot of people will be able to identify. So for that reason, because it's her story, not mine, and because it is one that doesn't necessarily have the outcome that she wanted. I'm trying to be vague here because I want to write it first. For that reason, I had to get her permission. So anyway, Hawaii photos have been pushed to the back burner for just a week or so until I can finish this blog post about Mama. And then once it's out there, then I can get back to, you know, the mindless Hawaii beach photos. I don't have any idea how I'm going to be able to do this because there are so many photos. I'm not joking. I think we each took 1,000 photos. I mean, it was 2 weeks and we were taking photos every single day. So it's going to be kind of fun to go through them. But just to get them into a folder and organize them is tough enough. Anyway, lots of that on the horizon. And since there's also some traveling coming up this Memorial Day weekend, I don't know how many of you are traveling. I'm flying. I don't necessarily want to. Wouldn't have been my first choice, but we've got a family wedding in Texas. So we are headed to Texas for the holiday weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I will be here all the way through Friday morning, and then we'll pick up with you again on Sunday night, so I'm not missing any shows. Just missed a bunch of shows with the honeymoon, so not taking any more time off. I did come back just in time for the PGA Championship, and the irony of the whole PGA flap on Friday is that we had just gotten off the air and had Matt Adams join us to talk about Valhalla and the PGA and this conundrum that golf faces right now. And if you hadn't heard, it's really about waning interest in the game of golf, at least in terms of viewership. Now, according to Matt, who's a longtime Golf Channel and Fairways of Life insider, he's a host, he's an equipment expert, all this stuff. According to Matt, people are still showing up at tournaments and buying the tickets. But the TV viewership, that's down 20%+ on average. He did make this key point in our conversation on Friday, which is that when Rory McIlroy won, it was the Wells Fargo a couple weeks ago, the ratings skyrocketed. They were up 30%. So there is one guy, and he thinks it's just one guy other than Tiger Woods being in contention, but Tiger didn't make the cut this weekend. Other than Tiger, there's no one who can move the needles like Rory. And so he's the one guy people will still tune in for. Now, he didn't win, though he was playing into the weekend, and for a while he was in contention. Right after we get done with that conversation, and Matt Adams hangs up and goes on his merry way to do his radio show and get prepped for the morning, Scottie Scheffler gets arrested. And as I say, the police report is one that offers a different account from Scottie. That a detective was standing in the middle of a road, traffic was blocked off following the fatal accident. By the way, I appreciate that Scotty mentioned the man and his family before he did anything else on Friday. That's thoughtful of him and also compassionate. But according to the police report, the detective saw Scheffler's SUV pull into the lanes that were blocked off to try to avoid the traffic backup and get into the gate so he could prepare for his tee time. And this detective attempts to stop him. He tried to give instructions, again, according to the detective Gillis. Quote, the subject, meaning Scheffler, refused to comply and accelerated forward, dragging Detective Gillis to the ground. The detective actually got taken to a hospital for evaluation, and according to the report, his uniform pants were damaged beyond repair. So he had banged up knee and elbow. Was it banged up knee and elbow? Oh, wrist and elbow and knee. And his pants were torn up so he couldn't wear them anymore. Scheffler now has been charged with second degree assault of a police officer, third degree criminal mischief, reckless driving, and disregarding traffic signals from an officer directing traffic. And the assault is actually a felony. He's supposed to be in court on Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern time. There was no bail to post. He got back to Valhalla an hour before he was supposed to tee off. And then, as I say, was somehow able to mentally and emotionally block everything out and golf really well. He was in a tie for third place on the leaderboard Friday. So he's called it a chaotic situation. He mentioned the tragedy that occurred there, the accident, and said it was a big misunderstanding. I never intended to disregard any of the instructions. And so now it's a matter of whether or not these charges go through and whether or not the police officer and the police department want to force the issue. Jeff Darlington, who was the ESPN reporter that captured some of this on film, including Scheffler being hauled off in handcuffs, he said Scotty was trying to drive around the crash scene. And Jeff did see the officer attach himself to the side of Scheffler's car. And this is according to Darlington. After 20 to 30 seconds, Scotty rolled down his window to talk to the officer. The officer grabbed Scheffler's arm to pull him out of the vehicle. The officer reached inside the vehicle then to open the door. And when they got Scheffler out, he was in handcuffs up against the car. And actually, this is surreal, but Scheffler turned to Jeff Darlington, who's a longtime ESPN reporter, mostly does NFL, but in the offseason will cover golf tournaments, and actually said to Darlington, this is Scheffler, can you help? Meaning, can you tell him who I am? Can you let him know I'm just trying to get into the golf tournament? But, and you can actually see and hear this on the video, as Darlington tries to get closer to get a clearer perspective, the officer gets pretty close to Darlington and warns him repeatedly to back up and to back away. And so, yeah, the miscommunication, misunderstanding, a chaotic situation is what Scheffler calls it. Law enforcement, at least at this point, is saying that it was a blatant disregard for instructions. And his attorney, Scheffler's attorney, has said, hey, these golfers are allowed to go through. That's why they have the credential. That's why enforcement is generally waving them through. He also went on to say that Scotty didn't know at the time that there was an accident, and he was moving like he was proceeding like he was instructed to. And so, and I've been at, you know, tournaments like this before where these are cars that are marked, they're courtesy cars, and the golfers drive them to and from their wherever they're staying. A lot of them rent houses to stay nearby for the week. Wherever it is that they're staying, they drive themselves, most of them. And so if he didn't realize there was an accident and just thought it was a traffic jam, and he was proceeding the way that the golfers are instructed, which is, hey, you show your credential and you drive around, not realizing, again, that this was a fatal accident site and that they had stopped traffic completely, I can see where that's a misunderstanding, but the dragging of the officer is a little concerning. I'm hoping he didn't know. There's no way that was intentional. Also, what is the more jarring headline? I think it was more of a soft launch for the Ippei Mitsuhara because a lot of people assume that it was Shohei Ohtani who was part of the gambling. And I don't know how many of you have changed your mind. I've just accepted it. He didn't know. And if he did know, we're never going to know. Not until someone writes a book. I've told you this before. For now, I just have to live and accept the fact that he didn't know. Jake gets a smile on his face. What's the bigger, like, TMZ type soap opera headline? Scottie Scheffler arrested an hour before his tee time trying to get into Valhalla, or I mean, the number one golfer in the world trying to get into Valhalla for his Friday tee time and he's hauled away in handcuffs pre-dawn? Or is it Shohei Ohtani bilked for millions by his interpreter? Over gambling debts. You still think it's Ohtani?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know. Social media was pretty locked into Scheffler on Friday. Dang it. Can you imagine? It happened. It happened while we were on the air with Matt.
I know.
It's happening while we're on the air with Matt Adams.
Oh, I was thinking about it all weekend.
Were you? Yeah, what were that, you thinking?
Just how, like you said, how you got home and saw the story and started taking off on social. And then I got home and I saw it. Like, right before I went to bed, I didn't realize the severity of it. I was kind of like just in and out of Twitter. Then I woke up and really saw what was going on. But I was just, yeah, how we had literally had Matt Adams from the course, like, as this is happening. And
oh,
then
my
just
gosh.
20 minutes later, it would have been right there first on it.
But right.
Crazy.
Instead, Matt is on his radio show as it's all unfolding.
Right.
What are the odds? Man, we just played it wrong. Sometimes
live
we,
radio, right?
Well, I'm not staying on the air an extra hour to talk about it, but we very often have breaking news, whether it's international events, blah, blah, blah. In this particular case, we just missed it. I know people have hot takes about it. I'm, again, concerned for the officer and the fact that he got dragged. To me, I'm not sure there's much of an excuse for that unless somehow he did not know that the officer was there. But I don't know how you can prove that. I had no idea that an officer was attached to my vehicle while I'm driving away.
That's a tough sell.
That is a tough sell. And also, if the driver's in, if the officer's in the middle of the road and he's telling you to stop, it doesn't matter if you have a credential.
No, you have to stop.
Right, you do have to stop. I don't know if he didn't see him. I don't, again, they have a specific procedure, and the traffic there was brutal. The morning before there was an accident, thankfully it wasn't fatal. But if Scotty didn't know and he was just following the process, that's one thing. But it's entirely another to ignore the instructions of an officer when he's in the middle of the road telling you to stop. Now, these are misdemeanors other than dragging the officer. That's the part that is hard to stomach.
Well, another big wrinkle in this, of course, is that the officer's body cam wasn't on at the time.
Right.
So it's he said, she said. We don't know. There's no video.
Well, unless there was another officer's body cam. I don't
maybe.
Know. Or video from somewhere else. Because all I've seen is Darlington's video. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
All right. Coming up, did someone say Shohei Ohtani? You wouldn't know that he was bilked out. I like that word, bilked. Maybe because I like milk. No, bil- we just don't ever get to use it. He was completely oblivious to the fact that $17 million was disappearing from his account.
Did you hear about this other wrinkle in...
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait, we're supposed to be talking about how he had his first walk-off home run with the Dodgers, and you're going to bring up some wrinkle?
There's another wrinkle in here that's just interesting.
All right, fine.
All
let me talk...
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
About the walk-off first. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Hayward looking to get a good jump on contact. 1-2 pitch. Ohtani swings, base hit right field. Here comes Hayward around third. He'll score, and the Dodgers win it 3-2. The second career walk-off hit for Shohei Ohtani, and the show rolls on at Dodger Stadium. Oh, what an afternoon for the Dodgers. They take 3 out of 4 against the Cincinnati Reds and raise their record to 32-17, a Shohei Ohtani walk-off winner in the bottom of the 10th inning.
I was just looking to just, you know, put the ball in play, so I'm glad it worked out well.
It was great. He got a little water bath afterward from the guys. Really good at bat. Took a couple balls down below, then he hit a pulled sinker. Off Diaz and squared it up, and it was big. You know, I think that he's had a lot of big hits for us, but the first walk-off, certainly at home, was exciting.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On the Dodgers Radio Network, first walk-off hit for Shohei Ohtani as a Dodger in the 10th inning of Sunday's rally past Cincinnati, 52,500 people there for Shohei, as if he needed another way to endear himself to them. But what a weekend. There was a Shohei Ohtani bobblehead night. Was it Thursday?
It was Thursday night.
Thursday night. There's a massive traffic jam because there's a limited number of Ohtani bobbleheads in the road uniforms. And so those become all the rage. People are scrambling to get them. They hit eBay and they go for online and they're for sale hundreds of dollars,
not
even
ePay.
Thousands. Huh?
Not ePay.
Not ePay, but eBay, right. And so it seems as though Shohei is thriving. If you look at his numbers, he is comfortable in Dodger blue. Now up to .353 batting average, 13 home runs, 33 RBI. Wait, 13? 13 home runs? Okay, 13 home runs, 33 RBI. And all of this as his former interpreter and constant companion is awaiting his next trial date or his next court date. Expected to plead guilty to the charges that he stole more than $17 million from Shohei Ohtani. And even though I think baseball's moved on, the Dodgers have moved on, Shohei's trying to move on, albeit without the money. I'm not sure he ever gets that back. There are still rumblings that this is not as cut and dried as it seems. Jay would like to tell us the latest, Jay.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that Shohei did anything, but I just know that over this weekend, there's this new developing reports that former Angels infielder David Fletcher has now been proven to have made bets with the same bookmaker as Ipe Mitsuhara did throughout. I mean, I don't know when this happened. I guess during the time with the Angels. And it just turns out that David Fletcher was Shohei's best friend on the Angels, it says, according to everyone who was around the team at the time. So take that what you will, I suppose. Another weird wrinkle in this.
Shohei was also hot to trot over another report. Well, we'll call it a rumor. A speculation. I don't know that it was a legit report about Ipe Mitsuhara and the jail time that he could face. Because I'd heard a couple decades behind bars, but you came at me with something like 3 years. Where did you get that from?
I don't remember. I wish I had that on right here. It was something I was reading where he can do these different plea bargains or something along those lines where he could be looking at only 3 to 4 years of jail time and not 20 to 30 years like we were looking at originally.
Could you imagine?
Yes. I mean,
$17 million, major gambling ring that he's a part of, illegal bets, the crime of the century that he pulls off somehow flawlessly for a few years, and 3 to 4 years would be it. If that's all he served and he went back to Japan after that, and now he's actually from LA, but if he and his family ended up going to Japan,
you can't.
And that was it. I'm not saying it's worth it if you're Ipe, because it's still 3 to 4 years of your life that you don't have a freedom or with your family. And you also have a major addiction if everything is true. But if it really is only half the story and you are the fall guy, then I suppose that might not be a terrible price to pay.
Did you hear about the show that they're making?
Oh, no. No, I did not hear about the show.
You want to hear the headline here? Shohei Ohtani gambling scandal. TV series in development about Dodgers superstar interpreter Ipe Mitsuhara. So I'm not sure. I don't know if it's...
Who's they?
I don't know if it's Netflix or if it's going to be some sort of other streaming service.
It's not just Netflix Christmas Day NFL games. You need Netflix to see the Shohei Ohtani documentary.
It's not like a documentary. It's going to be like with actors. So it's not just like explaining what happened. It's like a show.
It's
going to
be a little
bit
like that. What was that show about the football world that the NFL did not like at all? It was on, it wasn't on streaming. It was on a cable channel. Somebody find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page and remind me the name of that show. It was seemingly following an NFL player and just all the soap opera and drama, and the NFL hated it. Actually, it might have been following an entire team. The NFL hated it and actually voiced its displeasure with how they painted the league in that series. But I don't remember the name of it.
Not the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader show, right?
No. This was an actual, it was a drama. It was not based on...
Oh, I gotcha.
You know what I mean? It was a serial. It was a serial TV show. Okay. Someone can find me and let me know, because I remember the NFL got really ticked off about it. Made me think it hit a little bit too close to home. Struck a nerve, if you will.
Well, this Ipe show I'm reading here has Tony Award winner and producer Scott Delman, who is credits on Broadway with Mean Girls and the Book of Mormon, who's going to be in on making this show.
Oh,
so.
Could you imagine if it would turn into a Broadway play?
I think it might.
A Broadway musical?
It's a drama.
We would all learn Japanese. Okay, on Twitter, on Facebook, there are photos of my babies up, so you can check those out. It's a rite of passage in spring as I get ready to mark 4 years as a homeowner. Chicago Johnny's on the line and wants to give us an update on what he's been up to in Vegas. I just heard the Mirage is closing, actually, and they're making room for the Hard Rock Cafe there, or Hard Rock Vegas, in its place.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I don't care if the sun don't shine. I do my drinking in the evening time when I'm...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
In Las Vegas.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I get my color from a sunray lamp when I'm in Las Vegas.
Thank you so much for all of your tweets. I got them in droves. Playmakers was the name of the show the NFL hated. RJ, Jimmy, David, Tony, Mel, a bunch of other people whose names are not in their Twitter handles. But thank you so much. You responded with a ton of traffic on my social, and I appreciate it because I could not conjure up the name of the show. Playmakers. That was the TV show, and the NFL absolutely hated it.
Can we find it anywhere?
I bet you can. In fact, I think it was on ESPN, so maybe it's preserved somewhere. But yeah, I do remember, because I was working at the company at the time, was working for my previous network, and I remember that it was a big brouhaha because the league tried to get the company to stop airing the show because they felt like it painted the NFL in a bad light.
got an 8.4 out of 10 on IMDb. So people liked it.
Oh, no, people definitely liked it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, 855-212-4227. You can find me on both Twitter and Facebook. Always good to connect with you. I will have some alternative goodies this week, including a couple blog posts if I can get to them. I know we're heading into Memorial Day weekend. I'm not taking any days off, so I will be here Thursday night into Friday morning, of course. I have a flight to catch to Texas on Friday evening because we've got a family wedding on Memorial Day weekend. So that is, well, I don't know. I'm not even going to worry about travel snafus. There's nothing I can do about them, so I'm just going to breathe and deal. Thankfully, my husband will already be with his family. He's leaving Wednesday, so he's probably not going to have to deal with the craziness of Memorial Day weekend. But the wedding's Saturday. We turn around and fly back on Sunday morning. So that'll be super fun.
A quick turnaround.
Yes, a very quick turnaround. One of three family weddings in the next 4 months that will take us to Texas. Yeah, I'm certainly glad we have ours out of the way. Yeah, yeah.
And let's exciting.
It's good to see family. I will say that. Right. Chicago Johnny is listening in Las Vegas. Chicago Johnny, how are you?
Good morning, Amy, how are you?
I'm
and
good, thank you.
Back.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Well, we got a lot of things happening in Vegas here.
Yeah.
As you know, the Oakland A's will be coming here in 3 years once they finally get the stadium built.
Did they tear down the hotel at the south end of the strip, the Tropicana?
They're in the process of doing that.
Okay.
They're emptying out the hotel, and then the destruction of the hotel is supposed to be in October.
Mm, okay.
So then that's going to go up. And there was speculation that they were going to change the name of not being called the A's, but that was just rumor, and they are going to be called the Las Vegas A's. So we could put that to bed.
Okay.
They are going to be called Las Vegas A's.
Gotcha.
And like, as you said, they're tearing down, or they're changing the Mirage. It is closing July 17th.
Oh, that's been a hangout for a lot of people.
It's a big icon, and, you know, everybody is a little upset about it, but, you know, money talks. Nothing you can do about it.
You think the Hard Rock will be popular there, even though it's a chain?
My opinion, no. Because here's what's happening. See, what pays the bills are the tables, is the gaming.
Gotcha.
And people at Hard Rock, they're there to party and drink.
Oh.
And alcohol doesn't pay the bills, right?
Gotcha.
It's the gaming that pays the bills.
Okay.
So we'll see what's going to happen, mm-hmm. You know? Let's see what's going to happen there. Now, do you remember where the Resort World Hotel Casino is at? Do you remember that?
I don't think so. I'm not sure I came across that one.
It's more towards the north end of the strip.
Gotcha.
Like where the Stardust Hotel used to be.
Okay.
All right, now that's the Resort World. Reason why I bring that up, right directly across the street, there's a big piece of land that is under construction. And I was informed, because I talked to one of the construction workers, that they are building a professional basketball stadium.
Wow.
Now, what team is going to be there? I don't know. What owners are going to be there? I don't know yet. But, you know, I will get it.
Well, it could be an expansion team.
It could be an expansion team. It could be maybe someone's going to another city's going to move here. We don't know yet. I don't have that information yet. But, you know, I'll get it. They'll let me know.
Hmm.
But I met your friend Marv. Very, very nice gentleman.
Yes, he is. He was. He's someone that I connected with going back now more than 10 years ago when he and his wife bid on an auction item for the Cancer Foundation that we were supporting. And I met him that way. We went to a game. I believe we went to a Red Sox game actually in Boston. That was what they won, is to go to a game with me. And we've been friends ever since.
So listen to what happened to him.
All right. You got to be quick, though. You got about 90 seconds.
He's on his way to the Mob Museum. Mm-hmm. He put his glasses on top of the car, and he took off.
No way.
He got run over by another car. He lost his glasses. I did get to meet him. Very nice gentleman. But
did he go to the pool with you?
No, he couldn't. He couldn't see the pool. No. So we didn't get to make it.
He couldn't
see it well.
He didn't tell me that.
But do me a favor.
Yeah.
The next, I will be more than happy to entertain anybody that you are
commending. Oh, you're sweet.
Give me more than a day's notice.
Well, of course, so I didn't know until 2 days before, so.
Yeah. And, hey, you remember those Chicago Johnny hats?
Yes, I have one. Yes.
They are now selling them in the museum.
Aw, that's neat.
They're selling my hat.
You better be careful. So, people are going to believe that you are part of the mob family, and that's how you got your hats in the museum.
I don't know what you're talking about, Amy.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know a thing. I don't know a thing.
Good to talk to you, Johnny. It's always good to hear from you.
Keep us informed.
All right. Thank you for giving us the scoop about the next big team there in Vegas. We appreciate him. I love that he says good morning, too. It's 1:54 a.m. in Las Vegas right now. And I don't know if he's still awake from the night before or if he's actually awake on his Monday. So he went to bed at, 5 o'clock Vegas time starting in the afternoon. And he's already starting his new day. We always love to talk to him. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device or play on PC through Facebook Games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.